Next patient was Morse Kristen. Let's see, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, Kristen Morse, M-O-R-S-E. Date of birth is 1795, age 29. Date of visit 12-17-24. Next paragraph. Please make a copy for Angela Merzenich, M-E-R-Z-E-N-I-C-H. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is sudden episodes of shortness of breath. Period. Next paragraph is history president list. This is a 29-year-old female who has been experiencing sudden onset of shortness of breath while at work since April this year. Has been unable to take deep breaths when she gets such episodes, and feels like she's passing out. She also has some wheezing and tightness in her chest. And has been evaluated by cardiology with a 2D echo and EKG, and had a chest X-ray which showed no active pulmonary infiltrates. The patient has not been on any specific medications. She feels her episodes of shortness of breath are more frequent now. And she denies significant nausea, vomiting, or reflux symptoms, but has had few coughing spells. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes history for patella tendon repair in 2017 and ACL surgery of left knee. Denies any history of bronchitis, and she has not been treated for any asthma in the past. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits, the patient does not smoke. No significant alcohol use. She works she works in an office. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother is in good health. And there is a history of cardiomyopathy in her family. Next, her father has no significant medical problems. Next paragraph, review of systems of patient. Can you mention allergies? None listed. Next, system review. The patient has no weight loss, fatigue, or fever, no glaucoma, cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency, dysuria, or flank pains. She has shortness of breath and wheezing, an occasional cough. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, or rectal bleed. No diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains or palpitations. She has no depression or anxiety, no easy bruising. She has joint pains, muscle aches, and denies seizures, but has headaches and no memory loss and no skin rash or itching. Next paragraph, med list, none at the present time. Next, physical exam. This is a well-built young white females in blood, no acute distress. There's no pallid sign of the zictor superfluid edema. Blood pressure is 138/80, pulse is 60, respiration is 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 135, saturation 98. HENT is non-spheric, pupils reactive. Clear over clear, throat is mildly injected, nasal mucosa edematous. Ears no inflammation, neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thoracomegaly. Chest equal movements with essentially clear lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds regular, as when an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea with reactive airway disease. Number 2 is anxiety. Rule out pulmonary emboli, and next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies, the CBC, CMP, IgE level, and TSH. She'll also get a CTA of the chest. And advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN with a spacer. The follow-up visit be arranged after the about tests are completed, and I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Angela Merzenich, M-E-R-Z-E-N-I-C-H, Merzenich, M-D. Angela Merzenich, M-D. Thank you, Dr. Sudhakar.